So I told this Methodist preacher, who knows his Bible, I said, the same stuff happened in Genesis 3 is happening now, right? Nothing new under the sun, right? Yep. And then I went into detail how every moment is the now. Yesterday is the same as today is tomorrow. And I showed examples, the Ecclesiastes, that which was shall be, what has been shall be, what shall be has been. Too many verses that prove it. Nothing new under the sun. Every day is the same. The sun repeats. But he was just standing there dumbfounded. Now, the only thing I can realize, the only thing I can figure, if you tell this to somebody who knows their Bible and they're still dumbfounded, the reason is self. The self is still on the throne. If a person can't see that everything is the now, that everybody's following the same storyline, there's no new storyline. They think they have something new. They think their life is different. They think their experience is different. It's still self is on the throne. That's the secret. Self is there sitting on the throne saying, I'm different. Look at me. Self is still on the throne. I'm talking about a preacher who knows his Bible, was in the Methodist church for 30 years, and I don't agree with the Methodist doctrine, but I mean, you know, I don't agree with the Methodist, but the man knows his Bible, you know. Somebody who knows their Bible and can't see that every moment is a now. I don't, and you can explain, I mean, I didn't see it for a long time. But when you explain it to them with Bible verses in context, even in Corinthians, chapter 10, I don't know if it's 1st or 2nd Corinthians, I'm going to look that up and memorize it. These things of old were written for your admonition today. The same storyline that happened in the Old Testament, those people, the same stuff they dealt with, you're dealing with today. I told him, I said, you got Jezebel and Elijah. The same stories repeat. How can he not see it? How can people not see it when you explain it? And it's right. And not only is it in the Bible, it's right in front of you. And you do it every day. You live it every day. Why am I stressing this? Why am I pushing this? Because if you understand this, you're going to be an overcomer in every situation that you face because you've already seen it before. You get a flat tire. Oh, I know how to change a flat tire. I know how to go get it fixed. I know how to fix it myself, maybe. Or if not, you know how to go, you know how to call help or whatever. Let's say somebody is diagnosed with sugar diabetes and they look online or they talk to somebody and they say, how'd you get healed? Fasting and no sugar. They ask people how they got healed. They go to the old time remedies, the old time recipes, the remedies of the old style, the old ways. There you go right there. How did they do it in the olden days? You see what I mean? Nothing new. Certain kind of plants. Certain kind of herbs. The reason you don't want to believe every moment is the now, every day is the same, is because self is still on the throne. And the reason is because you think your experience is different than somebody else's. And it's not. Everybody's dealing with the same battles. It might be at different times and different seasons in life, but it's still the same battle somebody else has dealt with. And you probably dealt with it over and over. It probably hits you 1,000 times, and that's why you're able to break free from it enough cycles to birth you out of that repeat. Just like sister in Christ said, if you want to keep going around the mountain, you're just going around the mountain. It's not going to change unless you make a change, unless you say, I'm done. Around the mountain experience, whether it's relationships, whether it's a marriage, whether it's kids, a job, whatever, or habits, nothing's going to change unless you say, I'm done, or I change. When you say you're done, when you set boundaries, and when you say, hey, I've already seen this 1,000 times, I'm destroying myself. I'm drinking myself to death. I'm overeating myself to death. Unless you change the same pattern that you look over here at this person, what they're dealing with health-wise, or spiritual-wise, or emotional-wise, or psychological-wise, what you're watching them go down and down and down and down, and you're saying, I don't want to be like them. Well, why are you doing the same thing they're doing? Like this lady got her turn signal on speed but didn't change lanes. You know, she's in another world. She's not self-aware. How do I know that? Because I've been there. I remember speeding down the highway, not being self-aware, listening to the rock and roll music, and praise God I escaped that. But it takes a long time to escape not being self-aware. So there's another possibility. Their self is still on the throne because they're not self-aware. And so the self-awareness, you know, most people are blaming traffic, or they're mad because of traffic. Well, traffic's not going to change. You have to change. They're mad at their boss. Boss ain't going to change. You got to change. Either submit or go get another job. They're mad at their spouse. Spouse ain't going to change. Or you change, or you just get out and move on and do something else. They want to blame the other people, but they're not going to change. You saw the red flags before you stepped into it. You made the choice to stay there. Whatever it is. The signs are everywhere because they just repeat over and over and over and over and over. It's so ridiculous. The object lessons are so obvious and ridiculously repeating all the time that you can't learn from that object lesson. I feel bad when I wake up every morning. I can't sleep. Did you drink last night? Yeah. Well, there you go. Okay. That alcohol turns to sugar. Sugar messes up your whole system. Depletes your minerals. Messes up your balance of your whole system. So obvious. I think I've come to, because I'm sitting here scratching my head thinking, how can a say person not see that every moment's the same once it's been explained? I could understand if you never thought about it. Once somebody explains it though, how can they not see it? You're saved. You're seated in the heavenlies. You're up there in the heavenlies, seated in Christ. You're looking down here from above. And you would say, oh, I can't see. Well, spiritually, mentally, you know you're seated in the heavenlies in Christ. And so you're looking down here. So imagine yourself in heaven looking down here, and you're watching yourself repeat the cycle, repeat drama, down the insanity. And you know your life's coming to an end. And you know it's none of it really matters except for faith alone and Jesus alone. And love your neighbors yourself. So you're looking down at yourself, and you still can't see that it's a simulation. I mean, come on. Come on. It's time to wake up. And the only reason I'm stressing it is to help you break free. I know all the games. I've seen all the games. To break free from all the games. You're free. You're free.